When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy. Merry Christmas to you. Christmas Eve. If you're listening to us right now.
Yep. You're the Rusty Man. You're Rusty Manziel.
Yeah, you're out there.
Yeah, you're out there in the streets like Rusty, my boy Rusty Manziel. Yeah.
You are braving the crowds and the elements, and you forgot something probably, right?
Raise his hand over here.
Either that or you left it to the last minute, which is fine.
Raise his hand over here.
You got time. He's got to be under the tree by tomorrow when they get up. That's it. Or maybe you need something for dinner tonight or whatever it is. But if you're listening to us right now, chances are you're like in a slightly stressful situation. So we'll do our best to ease it for you, have fun for the next 3 hours, get you ready for, I don't know, a lot of like the next weekend and what's all coming up. But anyway, Merry Christmas to you. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, I raised my hand because I did the dumbest thing and I put something. I was like, damn, you know what? She did need one of these. I did this morning about 3:30 when I come downstairs and my kids are watching The Grinch. All right, at 3:30 this morning.
Still from the night before?
Yes, still up. Wow. I'm like, what are y'all doing? Like, and Samson likes to stay up as late as possible so he can go to sleep earlier on Christmas Eve. You know, so he, you know.
All smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he liked to.
So it was like.
Yeah, that's his game right there.
Getting pre-tired.
Yeah, getting pre-tired.
So then tonight he'll go to sleep at like 6.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay,
yeah.
That's like, pretty savvy.
Like, what you do? Anyway, yeah.
It's like on Thanksgiving when I was a kid, I just wouldn't eat. All
right,
day
right.
Until the meal, and then you're starving, and then you could just go
yeah,
for it.
Man. So, yeah, I got to go get one thing. I ordered it, so all I got to do is pick it up.
Okay.
And I can go home and all those different things. She got all we have Christmas Eve dinner, and then Mama comes over tomorrow, and she bringing like 3 racks of ribs.
Okay.
And everything like that. So, yeah, we all sitting over there. I got one more thing to get her because my wife is the hardest person to shop for because she buys stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, damn, that would have been a great Christmas gift, Donna. And she's like, oh, so you – But she told me, she said, oh, so you going to get me this? I could have.
Well, if you had asked.
If you know,
you had asked and didn't just buy it.
Yeah. If you would have asked.
In mid-November.
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah. Then I would have said, okay, I would have got it. But you always, every time I look up, you got something new. And that just puts more pressure on me to get it done.
Yeah. That's
more pressure.
I always
pressure.
Have to keep an, like, and I don't do a good job of this. Every year I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep an eye out all year.
Right.
And I'm just going to like a screenshot. Maybe I'll make a folder on my phone. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, because I always think of stuff. It's like March. I was like, oh, that'd be a perfect gift. But then I forget.
Me too.
I forget.
Me too.
That's why I was out there running around yesterday tracking down Facebook Marketplace items.
Yeah.
Risking getting robbed.
Yes.
I didn't. Luckily, I did take a baseball bat with me up to the port zone to pick up the item. Just in case. I was talking to Bo on the elevator on the way down yesterday, telling him what I was going to go do. He was like, just take a bat with you. I was like, yeah. I do have a T-ball bat in the back of my car.
There you go.
So they got a Ring camera walking up to their door with a bat.
Hey, what do you always say? Hey, they nothing to walk up with a bat and be handing out RBIs.
Better safe
real
than sorry.
Bad injuries. Somebody walk up on you wrong. Somebody walk up on you wrong.
I'd rather look weird with a bat.
Yep.
Then look beat up without one,
yep.
You know? So anyway, got that taken care of, and we're good.
Yeah, that's good. All it meant. Hopefully everybody is.
I did send a couple texts this morning just because, like, I don't know. It's been crazy. We've been running around. Like, my wife's sick now. I think she's probably going to be okay by tomorrow night when everyone's supposed to come over. But I hit my brother up, and I was like, hey, he was out of town for Christmas with her family in Iowa. I was like, why don't we just do gifts when she gets back from Iowa? We haven't gotten him anything yet.
Oh, I mean, okay.
And he was like, great, Sam, gotten you. He was
there's
on it.
Two more things. I need, and if you're out there listening, I know you, your delivery guys are still delivering. Postal Service, I need All right, you got to get here today, okay? I need this because it's one more, and then the other gift I got my mom. So I need you today, baby. I need you today, and so hopefully it'll be there. I looked at the tracker. It seems like it's here in Atlanta somewhere, but I need it at my home.
Right. I mean, that's the
yes.
That's the thoughts and prayers yes. to all the folks out there, because yes. I know there's some people right now driving yes. Amazon trucks, yes. driving UPS trucks, driving FedEx trucks, listening to us right now inside those vehicles. Good luck. Good luck. You're doing the Lord's work now, getting all these gifts to people's houses before Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I imagine that it is pretty stressful.
Yeah, man. So, I need that.
Thank you.
I need that. But it's great because the kids, they get so, like, stuff is already gotten, you know what I mean? But then they're doing all kind of sweet things. So I go downstairs. And, you know, everybody has that nice, fancy dining room table and everything that you don't eat at except for once a year. And we always eat dinner, Christmas Eve dinner there. So I go down this morning. And it has 8 seats and everything. And there's 8 place settings, Andy, all right? And all the plates are paper. And all of the paper plates with plastic silverware.
Smart.
Yeah, I was like.
Now nobody has to do any dishes.
11 years old. 11 years old. Sweet as he want to be, though. It's sweet. He's just a sweet boy. Trying to just, you know, be good.
Trying to help.
Trying to be good. Took the trash to the curb. Didn't even ask him.
Huh.
All the trash cans and all the bathrooms and rooms, empty. Didn't even ask him to do this now.
No.
Didn't even ask.
He's good 365 days a year. Is he just trying to get some last minute good in?
I don't know what he's doing.
Just in case Santa's watching?
Yeah, dog.
Because we had that conversation this morning because they were, you know, I don't know. You know how siblings are. They were getting after each other a little bit. And Ashley was like, you know, Santa's still watching.
Oh, my God.
He's watching right up until the last minute. And she was like, she was singing like, he sees when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake. Better be, you know, good for goodness sake. I was like, that you just sang it. Like, that means you got to be good. And she kind of thought about it for a minute, and she went, but I don't want to.
Yeah, man.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I know. That's life.
That's life, man. That's we always give out these PSAs and everything. The Santa tracker, get rid of it. Delete it off your damn phone right now. All right? I that was the best thing I could have did, but delete that damn Santa tracker. Get rid of it. All right? Because if not, they're going to be up all damn night. Okay? Get rid of the Santa tracker. Okay? All right? Don't, and this is that thing. Bro, Daddy, what time can I wake up tomorrow morning? I was like, well, let's see. I'm at that stage where I'm going back into I got to build stuff stage. So I got to build something tonight.
Is there going to be some?
Yeah, I got to do something tonight for Bash.
Building going on?
Yeah, I got to do something for Bash tonight, which is going to be miserable because by the time they go to sleep and I get everybody settled down, that eggnog don't tow my ass up.
Yeah, I remember there was a minor meltdown a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this might be one of those right there. And so our dad's like, well, Daddy, if I get to bed by midnight, I'll be good. But it ain't going to be midnight. It's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
Me crying with the Temptations.
Well, because I mean,
but Isaiah's here. Isaiah's here, so Isaiah can help.
Yeah, but you're adding the layer of difficulty with the Chattanooga whiskey that you're mixing in.
Yeah.
But that stuff's hard. Like,
yeah, man.
If you skip a step in those directions, like, it throws the whole thing off.
Yes.
And I learned it a couple of years ago. I didn't know how long that stuff took. I had to put together that little kitchen set.
Yeah.
Right? And it came in 27 different boxes, and it's got screws this size and this size and this size.
Yes.
And I'm all cocky. I'm like, I can build stuff. I know what I'm doing. And I'm like 3 pages in, and it's midnight. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to be up. Hopefully I can beat the sun because I'm going to be up all night doing this. I was up till 3:30 in the morning finally put that thing together. But you know what? She loves it.
That's all that matters.
So it was worth it.
That's all that matters.
It was worth it. I don't know. I don't know how much assembly is required for some of the stuff that we have this year. Hopefully, I think there's one that's a little bit.
Right.
But it's going to be one of those ones where you open it up and it's like, oh, great. Like, it's mostly pre-assembled and there's 3 little things I have to do.
Yes.
Or there's going to be 78 pieces, mm-hmm. and it's just going to be little Allen wrenches and all that.
Who has more? I don't think anybody on this planet has more Allen wrenches than me.
Yeah, because you keep them every time you open a box and put something together.
There's hundreds of Allen wrenches around my house, all right? So if you need one, Randy's got them. I got them. But, yeah, I'm road ready, though, man. I'm road ready. I might need to catch a nap, maybe, like 20 minutes when I get home.
Okay. Smart.
But I'm road ready, dog.
Smart.
Road ready. You won't get me this year.
Not this year.
Not this year.
What is it? Fisher Price.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me crying.
Hell no.
In my bourbon at 3:30 in the morning. Fisher Price. Nice win last night for the Hawks.
Yeah, man. The Wolves are bad.
The Wolves are weird.
They're
like,
They're too talented to be as bad as they are.
They're not bad, but they're not good. I mean, they're 14-14, and just the vibes are off, man. Like, and I was watching last night, I'm like, is Carl Anthony Towns like the heart of this team?
No.
Is that what it was?
He's not a ball stopper like Randle.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's a ball stopper.
Randle doesn't fit.
No, he just
doesn't fit great that offense. And I got too caught up in like, all right, maybe him and DiVincenzo add a little bit of toughness that the team kind of needed a little bit, but they didn't need toughness. Anthony Edwards is tough. Like, I mean, Naz Reid is tough. Mike Conley's tough. Even, like, as much as we make fun of him, Rudy Gobert's a good defender and can rebound and all that. But, yeah, it's Jaden McDaniels is tough. They're trying to figure out those pieces, man, and it hasn't worked out yet. Dyson Daniels did a nice job on Anthony Edwards last night.
Yes, he did.
He had 8 steals. That's his career high. That's insane.
Most since 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trey was phenomenal again last night. Shout out to Garrison Matthews coming off the bench and filling in for Bogey, who couldn't go last night. Garrison Matthews goes 7 of 8 from 3.
And he was hot.
I mean, again, like how does he only take 8?
NBA Jams?
Yeah.
NBA the ball was on fire.
If I'm 7 of 8 from 3,
I'm going 12.
7 for 16.
Yeah.
Like you got to heat check it at some point. But, yeah, 25 points off the bench for Garrison Matthews and a nice win. Obviously, having Trey is a big deal. You saw what it looked like over the weekend when they played Memphis and they didn't have him. Offense is just so much better when they have him out there. He had 29 last night. And a nice win. Nice win going into the holiday for the Hawks. 117-104 against Minnesota Timberwolves last night. And again, the Hawks can do that when they have most of their guys. I know they didn't have Bogey last night.
That's the part.
But Minnesota's weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got issues. They got to figure it out.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing with the Hawks is, I mean, the Big O is already out for who knows and everything like that with knee swelling. And then Bogey's sitting out. And I'm sure it's just a sit out. I don't think it's something that hopefully is nothing that's a long.
Yeah, Bogey has these, you know?
You know what I mean? Like something that's not going to keep them out for multiple games and things like that because this team needs to be as whole as possible, as long as possible. Now, it's still early in the season. Like we're at Christmas right now where a lot of people think the NBA season should start, you know, and obviously they got their games, their big day tomorrow that's going to be trumped by the NFL. You know, but it's still on. It's still on starting at noon, obviously going through the Garden. Who's that? Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. Okay,
Then so obviously the Lakers
and tomorrow.
Like that. And so, I mean, yeah, so you got all those situations as far as NBA going through. But, yeah, this team needs to stay healthy. And then where you get closer to the trade deadline, see, and obviously everybody pretty sure who that one part is of possibility of being moved on. But Clint Capella, he seems like he's the most logical guy. But right now, yeah, as long as this thing with Bogey is just, let's give him a night off. Let's maintenance or some crap like that.
Well, what I like about this team right now is in years past, they just, you know, if a guy like that was out, you kind of just were up the creek. This team has such good depth right now that you've got Garrison Matthews who can fill in, play 26 minutes, and fill the role. Like, Bogey probably wasn't going 7 of 8 from 3 last night.
Probably not.
He might have, but he hadn't had a great year shooting so far this season. So you got a guy that's essentially, you know, he's like third on your depth chart at that position where if Bogey can't go, you've got kind of like a like for like that you can slot in and he can play like that. Garrison Matthews is the kind of guy that good teams have.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
He's not going to play a ton of minutes when everybody's available.
He's effective when he goes.
But if you need him, he can go. And he's elite at the most important thing in the league.
Shooting.
He can shoot threes.
Yes.
Like, he's not going to go 7 of 8 every single night, but he can do that. Like, he's a great shooter.
He's one of them dudes that you don't want to play too much, though.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to play, 10 games in a row or something.
No, you can't have him go like that last night and be like, oh, you know what? Let's just put him out there for 30. And, like, you know, 2-3 years ago, that's what they would have had to do because they didn't have any depth and a lot of the guys that were starting weren't that good. So you might have had to put him out there. Now he's like a nice little insurance policy in terms of what your depth is because you have real starters who can do real stuff and play defense as well, like what Dyson Daniels was doing last night.
Locked
so
down.
Now they're good.
They're
a good team.
He has, I think I saw something that Mike put out. It's like his lead between total steals and the next guy. It's unreal.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he had that one run earlier this season where he had like 6 steals in like 5 straight games. That's insane. And he had 8 last night. I mean, I don't know. He's elite at that.
He's damn good.
You got a bunch of different guys who are elite at what they do.
The parts seem like they fit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. Guys have roles, and they play them well, and they fit together really well. And I don't know. They're playing good. They've been playing good for about a month now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into what's trending here. We'll talk about the worst Monday Night Football game of the year last night. First time all year somebody's been shut out. Couldn't have happened to a better group. So don't go anywhere. Sorry, Bo. Merry Christmas. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conley passes underneath, and it's stripped and stolen by Dyson Daniels. That's his eighth. Underneath, Jalen Johnson jams it home. 108-96, Hawks up by a dozen. How about that Dyson Daniels, folks?
Yeah, no doubt. Great game last night from Dyson Daniels on the defensive end. 8 steals. He was tasked with guarding Anthony Edwards for the majority of the night. And did a good job. I mean, that man goes 7-20, 1-7 from three, and that's really been a huge part of his game this year. He's taking way more threes.
You can tell he's like
– everybody's taking way more threes, but you can tell what?
That he wants to shoot them. Did he shoot like 15 in one game this year or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe a couple games.
And he's shooting pretty well from out there, but it's just like – it feels very much like kind of a two-part thing. Like, that's the way the league is now for sure. But it's also like, all right, if I just take a bunch of threes and – don't have to go to the rim and get banged around early in the year. Maybe I could be healthier later in the year, which, true. It's not as much fun to watch Anthony Edwards just jack up threes.
No, it's not.
It's like the most athletic guy in the universe. We're turning him into Steve Kerr, but that's
where,
fine.
That's where it is. Everybody talks about the ratings of the NBA. We talk about this off the air a lot. And, you know, I mean, you want to blame it on the threes. You want to blame it on everybody plays the same. You want to blame it on the all-time greats always dogging the game. The resting. Talking about resting. Joel Embiid going through something, dog.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about basketball.
This is not a basketball thing. Yeah. It doesn't seem like.
Yeah, it seems like he's cracked.
Yeah.
Like, he lost it last night.
He got ejected last night, double tech.
Yeah, man.
Like, he got an offensive foul called on him.
Yeah, it was
on
crap.
Wimby. It wasn't a good call, no. But, like, the way that he reacted like.
It's like something else going on, man. It really, really does, man.
Threatening reporters, which, you know, the reporter was out of line.
Yes.
But still, like, it's just. It's not the first time Joel Embiid's probably disagreed with something that a reporter has written.
He got that big ass knee brace on, and I'm like, damn, I'm like a damn bottom of a damn belly. It's so damn big.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on with him and them, and it doesn't seem to be good. I think they won that game though.
Oh, did they?
I think they won the game.
I saw him get ejected and like lost his damn mind, man. But, I mean, you talk about this Hawks team. I mean, we talked just –
yeah, they did. They won 111-106.
We just talked in the last segment. I mean, the parts that we were looking for to add around Trey, and mainly you can look at a defensive guard that's playing alongside him that can take the opponent's best player, wing guy, whatever, and try to make it as difficult as he can. That's what Dyson Daniels done. And these guys have played well. I mean, DeAndre has played awesome.
Awesome.
He's awesome again last night, man. And, I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to consistently do this, but I think as long as he's healthy, why can't he do this?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're getting to the point now or soon, or maybe you're already there, I don't know, where if he does it long enough, maybe just who he is.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe it's
like he's just going to come off the bench and give you about 20 points a night.
You saw what Caruso got the other day?
What?
4 for 81 or something like that? 3 for 80?
Really?
Yeah.
Now, he's been a nice addition.
Yeah.
He's been a nice addition. Yeah. But good for him.
Good for Caruso.
Everybody in the NBA gets $20 million.
Yeah, like, when I saw, I was like, all right, Caruso?
Yeah.
Good for you.
That is good for him.
Yeah.
But nice win for the Hawks last night, 117-104. 15-15, but after a kind of a tough start with a lot of the injuries, they've been so much better over the last month. And I don't know, like it just looks better. It just looks different. Like we were talking about what Daniels is in terms of his role. He's elite as a perimeter defender.
Yes.
DeAndre Hunter is elite as a scorer coming off the bench. Trey, obviously, as an offensive weapon, whether he's facilitating, had 7 assists last night, 29 points. Couple of those little like one-legged floater threes, you know?
That's just playing around.
But he did it twice. He wasn't doing it to draw. It's doing it like in the flow of the offense. Like that's something that he just has now, which is hilarious. He's just throwing floaters from 25 feet and making them. And then Jalen Johnson, like 17-11. He dunks on like four guys every single night. He plays good defense, too.
He don't catch somebody, it seems like, every game.
As soon as he gets around the corner, like – he knows what he's trying to do.
Yes.
Like he's going to go up there and try to punish somebody. So a lot of good things going for him right now. You mentioned it earlier. There definitely has to be a move at some point because your backup point guard got injured.
Yes.
And you saw it the other night. If Trey ever misses a game, then Veet Krejci is starting at guard. And you can't really, you know, Veet got dunked on last night.
He got
yammed.
That's like
Julius Randle got him.
Meet me at the bus, Julius.
Yeah,
meet me at the bus.
He got him pretty good.
Yeah. He put his ass in the rim.
Yeah, he dunked.
You got to meet somebody at the bus terminal.
Meanwhile, Minnesota's kind of not good.
They still try to figure whatever they are out.
I've said this even going back to last year, and I know he had a good run in the playoffs, but they need to upgrade Mike Conley. Like he's a nice player, but he's 37. Like he's not enough for what they need offensively. I know Anthony Edwards is really good, but like they need a little bit more out of the point guard position, and they didn't do it.
You know what? You know, this point guard in Atlanta, give up some stuff and go get him. Bring him home.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about Ant-Man.
Oh.
Yeah, bring him home. Are you talking about Mike Conley?
I was like, you want to trade to them? Like, what are you talking about?
No.
Oh, you think they're going to part with Ant-Man?
Oh, no. I mean, you got owners fighting. The owner's fighting with A-Rod because he figured out how good this dude was.
Oh, yeah. Did they ever settle that?
I don't know.
Who's their owner? How'd that go?
I don't know.
I saw Ant-Man's grandpa was in the crowd last night. That was a cool moment.
I saw the when they interviewed him. When they interviewed, that was real cool.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
All right, where are we going next? Raheem? Is that what we're going to do? Normally, we plan out the audio clips we're going to play during What's Trending, but it's Christmas Eve. We didn't really do any planning, so we're just going to do it on the fly. What do you want to do here? Raheem talking about Michael Penix? Sure. That sounds great.
Yeah, I was really pleased with his composure, his poise. His ability to click through progressions. You know, it was a couple of throws that he wants back. You know, the back shoulder fade to Drake. He probably wants a little bit higher. The missed connection on the early third down.
Make the play.
He probably wants that back. You know, the decision at the end of the half, you know, not necessarily on him, but, like, he just feels like he can make a better play there and end the half with points. But realistically, man, you know, it was a pretty clean game at the quarterback position.
I'm very
pleased with what he did and how he did it and the support that he had around him.
He played good. Now, he got to play a lot better this weekend.
Yeah.
But he played good.
Sure.
And, you know, he, as a quarterback, you know, yeah, Kyle dropped the damn ball, but you know, I got to put the ball in a different place, I guess. I don't know. But I thought Drake got to make that play.
I agree.
But, yeah, I mean, he was good. 20 points, you know, and I think a lot of it in the second half, they just wanted to get out the game. You know what I mean? They wanted to get out the game. I think if they would have let him keep throwing the ball, they would have scored more points. I do believe that.
When Judon scored that touchdown, it was like, okay, these guys suck.
Let's taper this down. Let's not put the kid in a situation to get hit. Let's hand the ball off and try to, you know, get out of here because we're going to win the football game. Let's just get out of here with as minimal amount of injuries. I think that's why Drake left the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, precautionary and everything like that because this is the biggest game of the year right here, Andy. Mm-hmm. We always say the biggest one because it's the next one. But no, you're in a place where you always want to be. Controlling your own damn destiny.
Yeah.
And that's what the Falcons are right now.
And you did for so long this season.
Yes.
You did so much good work to get so far ahead in the division. And just unbelievable that you surrendered that lead back to Tampa.
Yep.
And then you made the change, which you had to make. Penix goes in there and plays well. And the Cowboys did you solid on Sunday Night Football. So now you control your own path again. So, yeah, like, this is a whole new season now. Like, You had the first part that was kind of like, what are these guys? Why is Kirk playing like this? Then you had the second part where it was like, oh, Kirk's playing pretty good. This is great. This team might be good. Then you had the third part where everything fell apart, and now it's the final part where Penix is the quarterback. You won the first game. You got the help you needed, so now you control it. Mm-hmm. And now you got to win.
You got to win.
Like, there's a few different ways this can go now. Like, you beat Washington and then beat the Panthers. Get into the playoffs after bringing Penix in for the final three games of the season. Like, the sky is the limit mm-hmm. for the enthusiasm yes. surrounding this football team.
Yeah.
And you lose. Look, I mean, Penix is a rookie, so there's a chance he's going to play like a rookie in
point.
This game against Washington. Yes. Like, there's a chance.
It really is.
Like, he played very, very well against against New York. New York's awful.
They are.
They're just an awful football team who's trying to lose so they can get draft picks. Washington's trying to win. Like, mm-hmm. Washington's a good squad, and they played well. They beat the Eagles last weekend.
I think they beat the Eagles with Jalen Guyton. I think this is my theory, because you can't – like, I don't want to take anything away from that comeback because it was great. I don't think it's that close if Jalen Hurts plays.
I agree.
But the thing with them is they feed off of five.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is so special. He's dynamic. He can run. He can throw. He had a little low, a little bit middle of the season, but he bounced back from all of that and everything. He's playing lights out. But, I mean, you look, he's a dynamic player. They got Scary Terry, who is one of the most underrated receivers in football.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They got a nice runner in Robinson.
He'll put it on the ground, though.
That's to the words right out of my mouth. But other than that, they all right.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They all right.
Yeah, they're not special.
Yeah, they all right.
But, I mean, you know, who is special?
The team they beat, I think, when they're whole.
Okay. But is the team they're playing Sunday night special?
No.
So,
no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I think it's a pretty good matchup. It feels like a good matchup.
It should be. I think that, you know, the biggest thing for them is that they can't let him do, you know, like, because the kid can throw from the pocket. So, he's like, you got to keep him in the pocket. But you can't let him scramble. You can't use his athleticism to make plays. You can find a way to do that. You got to keep him in that pocket. And you know, AJ's going to have his lunch, you know. He's going to have it. You know, fool with Scary Terry. I'm assuming that he follows him all over the field. That's what I'm assuming. But yeah, you keep this kid in the pocket and try to give him different looks. That should be all right.
Well, he'll throw it to you, too. Yeah. I mean, he threw two.
Like, their O-line is not very good.
I know he threw five on Sunday. He also threw two interceptions.
Yes.
And they had three other turnovers as well. Like, how many drives do you even have in a game for that to be possible?
They had a lot of drives.
They must have had 14 drives.
They had a lot of drives.
Because they also punted a couple times, mm-hmm. like missed a field goal. It's like, how did they have the chance to do all this
stuff?
And
this is something you're going to have – I don't know what the weather's going to be like, so you're probably going to have to deal with the elements and everything Sunday
night.
Looks
like rain.
Okay, so that's even more.
Yeah, that's worse.
Of a problem. So,
Penix is good.
He got them big-ass hands.
He played in Seattle.
Yeah. Oh,
he's used to the rain.
Duh. And he got he had the biggest non-lineman hands at the combine.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So, I mean
– great.
That should be a problem and everything like that. But, yeah, the biggest thing is for him to take another step up, not backwards, and not stay the same.
Yeah.
Not stay the same. You got to step up.
Yeah. It was a very nice debut against New York.
Yes.
But if he goes out there and has a similar performance or even a better performance against Washington, that's a lot more impressive.
Yes.
On the road, better team. There's some tape on him now, so mm-hmm. they know kind of maybe what the Falcons are going to try to do with them a little bit. Yeah, man. It's a hell of an opportunity. Two rookie quarterbacks as well, not to mention the Dan Quinn factor. Obviously, mm-hmm. he's the head coach of the Commanders, so there's that storyline as well. Everything you could want on Sunday Night Football. You know, as much as when they flexed it, we're sitting there in Vegas, they flexed it in. It was like, really? Like, that's, I think national football audience wants to watch Kirk Cousins on Sunday Night Football.
We all say that.
Remember, it was like Kirk Cousins' revenge game.
Yeah.
We saw that already.
He's played Washington already.
Well, yeah. And played Minnesota.
It was 21-21 when he left the field.
It's true.
Then when he came back, what was it?
I think it was 35-21.
Yeah.
Then he threw another pick.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. We don't have to talk about him anymore.
At all.
No.
Bye.
It's over with, man. Probably. Unless, you know, he is the backup quarterback, so he might have to play. Hopefully not. All right. So everybody has their favorite Christmas song, right? Randy's is The Temptations, Silent Night, right?
You know it.
The Spirit of Charles is mine. Bo loves that Dominic the Donkey song. That's his favorite one. It's true. He loves it. But we've back by popular demand, we released a pretty incredible Christmas song last year. The Midday Show, 12 Days of Christmas. We're gonna bring it back next.
I love it.
We're gonna bring it back next to make everybody, if you're not in the holiday spirit already, you will be in about 10 minutes from right now. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bo had to correct me. He said, this is my favorite song.
How can you not? Damn, BB just. Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas.
This is another one of those songs that doesn't even feel appropriate to talk over.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Just got to let him go.
Come on, come on, BB.
Merry Christmas, baby. Man. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Perfect song to set the stage for another great Christmas song.
Yes.
We'll play in just a couple of minutes. It's on the same level. It's on the same level. You got the all-time, you got this one and some of the other greats, and you got the 12 middays of Christmas as well. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into just an absolute stinker of a Monday night football game last night.
The Spencer Rattler hype has gone away quick.
Yeah.
He's freaking awful.
He's not good.
Yeah.
He's not good.
He's awful.
And it was always weird to me. It was like, I don't know. He had a couple okay moments at South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I guess you could be like, well, he got his job taken by Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams won the Heisman. I guess, like really good quarterbacks, you don't have to, like, squint and tilt your head and make a bunch of arguments for.
Right.
He was like, nah, he's a baller. I can see it. I don't know. Never saw it. And I guess, turns out we were right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the Saints are terrible, man. They've played a whole bunch of different quarterbacks this year. It doesn't make a difference. They're 5-10. They didn't score any points last night. The first team all season to get shut out. So
that's amazing.
It is kind of amazing yeah. that we're this far into the year and no one's been shut out. Well, now there has been. Now there has been a team that got shut out. The Packers are pretty good. I thought they did what they needed to do early, and then they just packed it in. Didn't do anything in the second half, really, that they didn't have to do offensively. And they're 11-4 now. They went 6-2 at home, so good for them. Getting ready for the playoffs. We'll get to some college football conversation coming up at 12:40 as well, and the back page with Bo. Oh, sorry, no. Back page with Bo at 12:40. College football corner at 12:20.
I was looking at something. I saw it on the news, and I meant to bring it up like probably a week ago when I saw it. But you remember how we were having fun and making fun of the Chief superfan who knocked off the cash joint and everything like that?
Yeah.
And they got locked up. There was a
Chiefsaholic, I think.
Yeah, Chiefsaholic. There, I saw that the Atlanta Falcons lady got locked up.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I've seen her before at the game.
Yeah, me too.
Whenever the games, but like
Bird Lady?
Bird Lady. Saw her at the tailgate all the time.
She was
always there.
She was hustling people at the same time.
Yeah, they locked her ass up.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was selling tickets to the 99 the game, you know. The Wade Ford tailgate show.
Was she?
She might have been. She was always there.
Come down and catch a glimpse of Andy and Randy.
Dude. The biggest tailgate. Got
I saw that. I was like,
yeah, no, she
I'd
was,
seen that lady before.
She was like selling fraudulent like tailgate packages to away games.
Wow.
Yeah, she was scamming people.
Damn.
She should get locked up.
Damn,
she was flat out. She was committing fraud.
Don't believe it. When I saw that, dude, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I know this lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got it.
I've got pictures with Bird Lady on my phone.
Like, what? Are you serious?
Boy, we used to take pictures all the time. Yeah.
She was
nice.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah. You know. Unless signed up for one of her tailgate parties.
Take them up.
I thought that she was the one that came up with Hootie Hoo. Is she not?
No, I Outkast did.
I don't think that's it, did
they? Maybe they got it from Bird Lady. She's pretty famous.
I don't know, man.
She would always walk around talking about Hootie Hoo.
Like, all I know is that, I was like, I've seen this lady plenty of times down there at the game.
I mean, she's probably not listening. Maybe they have the Odyssey app in jail. I'm not sure. But at the risk of sounding a little bit insensitive here, if you're dressed like that walking around in public, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
she's a super fan.
I'm not surprised.
She's a super fan.
I'm not surprised. Like, if you call yourself Chiefsaholic and put on all that stuff, I'm not surprised.
And they took out the game, man. Could you see it?
That's where they found her?
I think they got her at the game, man. Could you see them going down to Section 320? Hey, lady, with the wangs. Come here.
Yeah, you.
You.
What do you mean, me? How do you know? No, you. You're dressed like a bird.
Yeah, I think they escorted her up out the bins, man.
So she's on the lam, and she showed up to the game anyway?
You probably didn't know they were on tour.
Now, that's a super fan right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I can't stay away.
I got to make a documentary about her, too?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are they making a documentary
about Chiefsaholic.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
There is.
Oh, I did not know that.
Maybe close to release. Yeah.
Did not know that. Yeah, I think they found it in the game, dog. had to perp walk out of damn bins, man. God don't mind.
Good place to find her.
Oh, man, that's fun. Well, you know where she's going to be at, right? It's Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
It's Sunday. In storage at the jail and your personal things, is the Bird Lady outfit in there? You
that's
think
hilarious.
Took her in like that?
So she,
that's all she has to wear out of jail when she gets picked up?
Right. So she goes in, she gets the jumpsuit, she's in there for however long, and then when she gets out, she puts the wings right back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, when she posts bail and get up out of there.
That's a great point. What if you get arrested in a totally embarrassing outfit, and then you're in jail, and it's like, man, when I get out, I got to put that terrible outfit right back on. That
yeah,
sucks.
Man, damn, dog. Yeah, but I was like, oh man, I see that late. Then I saw what happened. I was like, oh, you deserve it.
Yeah, pretty
damn
much.
Scammer.
Yeah, stop. Don't scam
people. Stop buying. Stop believing everybody.
That is true.
That's the biggest thing.
You got to be really.
You got to be real careful when you send money to folks in advance.
Yeah,
they're real careful when you send money in advance,
especially if they're dressed up like a human bird.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Let me see some pictures. Well, she probably showed pictures at our tailgate. It was like, yeah, see, this is it right here. You see, you see that guy, John Freaky. His name is John Freaky.
I'm a part of that
a personal friend of mine, John Freaky. I see him and Joe Patrick. I like Joe. Joe's my boo and everything like that. You think she could be saying, like, come on,
Joe,
man.
Probably was in on it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
No.
If there's one person in 92.9 The Game who's most likely to be in on a scam.
You think Joe was peddling them to
it's
her?
It's Joe.
You think Joe was peddling them to her?
Yeah. He probably is like, put my
Why
face on the
like
flyer.
Why does he look like Squid Billy?
He does. I don't know who that is. Put my face on the flyer. Tell him 92.9 The Game insider Smoking Joe Patrick will be there when they get there to the tailgate. Because it was to the Saints game.
Yeah.
Right? She was selling like packages, like tailgate packages for the Saints game.
Several games, yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
I think that may have been the one she got caught.
It isn't, though. It's totally believable.
It's totally believable.
It's totally believable. Like half the people out there are scamming one way or the other.
Yeah.
And she's dressed up like a bird.
How many?
So she's most likely going to do something crazy.
Like, and that's what makes me mad about this time of year, man. Especially if you're getting like. Like, you went on the Facebook market thing and everything, and you getting like, say, for instance, a game system or something
for
your child, and then all of a sudden. It worked the first day.
Right. Now, you got to be careful and look into them a little bit. Like, I bought some on Facebook Marketplace yesterday. The lady that I bought it from had, like, a profile, mm-hmm. and she had, like, good reviews and stuff like that. So I was like, all right, this feels pretty safe. Also, the thing I bought was $30. So, you know, hopefully wasn't going to get scammed out of too much if it didn't work out. But I sure took my baseball bat up to that porch. Took my bat with me just in case. In case they jumped out of the bushes, I was going to be ready for them. You know what I mean?
I got you, dog.
Yeah.
You mean too. But
I get jumped on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. The thing with it is, like, nobody wants to – you don't want to show up and you bust it up for what you got your wife.
Yeah, what happened?
It ain't worth it.
I don't even think I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
I think if you get jumped, you don't get the thing.
No, I'm saying, like, say, for instance, like, the people you got it from got, like, enemy neighbors.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Anything? Well, then, but that would be like proof of love.
What part of town you went to?
It was Virginia Highlands.
Oh,
it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, you
it was. Yeah, there was nothing to be worried about. All right. Well, we debuted it last year to just like global success. I mean, it really swept the nation. I think we led Spotify in streams.
We did.
And the Odyssey app in streams.
We did. And then
in the month of December.
Didn't get none of that.
Haven't seen a single residual check. I don't know who's getting the money off of it, but hopefully they're rich. Let's take a listen to the midday show's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, the midday day to me. Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
On the second day of Christmas, the middays gave to me two potent dads and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
On the third day of Christmas, the middays gave to me three festive hours, two potent dads, and you singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
On the fourth day of Christmas, the middays gave to me Abe's four TVs, three festive hours, two potent dads, and you singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
On the fifth day of Christmas, the middays gave to me five cases of Bush. A's for TVs, three festive hours, two potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
Andy Randy.
On the sixth day of Christmas, the middays gave to me six texts too many, five cases of Bush, eight for TVs, three festive hours, two potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the seventh day of Christmas, the middays gave to me seven Snicker teases.
But that's, like I said, that's who we are. We had homers.
Six texts too many, five cases of Bush, A's for TVs, three festive hours, two potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the eighth day of Christmas, the middays gave to me eight yams a yam and seven Snicker teases.
Ball's coming out really good.
Six texts too many, five cases of Bush, eight for TVs, three festive hours, two potent bats, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the ninth day of Christmas, the middays gave to me nine ladies shaking, eight yams a yam, and seven Snicker teases.
Those guys are dangerous when they smell that.
Six texts too many, five cases of Bush, A's for TVs, three festive hours, two potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the 10th day of Christmas, the middays gave to me 10 of bows, headbands, 9 ladies shaking, 8 yams a yam, and 7 Snicker teases.
Just one of them freak things.
6 texts too many, 5 cases of Bush, A's for TVs, 3 festive hours, 2 potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the 11th day of Christmas, the middays gave to me 11 flannel shirts, 10 of bows, headbands, 9 ladies shaking, 8 yams a yam, and 7 Snicker teases.
Those are tough rides, I'll tell you that.
6 texts too many, 5 cases of Bush, A's for TVs, 3 festive hours, 2 potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
On the 12th day of Christmas, the middays gave to me a 12-minute podcast, 11 flannel shirts, 10 of bows, headbands, 9 ladies shaking, 8 yams a yammy, 7 Snicker tees.
Fun when you win.
6 texts too many, 5 cases of Bush, A's for TVs, 3 festive hours, 2 potent dads, and Hugh singing Andy Randy.
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
Andy Randy!
It's all still perfect.
Everything.
Relevant. Everything. I was like, I wonder if you made any yearly specific. Nope. And I even have a flannel shirt on today.
Yes, you do.
Bo's got a headband on. And Randy's got a bush right in front of him. Nah, he doesn't. That's no, the only. That'd be nice if he did, though.
Dude, I'll be in the car.
Go get one.
Yeah, you want me to?
I don't know.
No, I can't.
It's Christmas Eve.
Like if I was at home, I'd be you know I was at the crib.
Conti's not even here.
I know, but he's always listening.
Yeah, he's listening.
Yes,
he's listening.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he's
feel better by the way. Conti's not feeling good.
He's not feeling good, man.
Yeah, Conti's.
They gotta suck to be sick on Christmas, man.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Cold and flu season.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
My wife's got strep throat.
Oh.
I guess walking 25 miles in 2 days in 18-degree weather wasn't the great idea.
You know who else has all that crap, the strep thrown all over? Probably a lot of Tennessee players that got their ass whooped.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they lost.
I'm going to be tough. Watch this. No shirt, fellas!
The Ohio State guys were like, I'm going to be warm.
I'm going to have that conversation. Hey, fellas, we ain't going out there with no shirts on, all right? We ain't scared. Hold on, let me get some more of this Vaseline. Hey, somebody get my back real quick.
It's also like you can't go shirtless and Vaselined up with the
ski mask on. Take it off.
With the shy
and you're going to be in your shorts.
Yeah, just be in shorts.
Be in shorts.
Be in shorts. Doesn't make any sense. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off.
We're going over no shirts on, fellas.
The noon hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.